This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, it's Daily Ticker time to start the final hour, brought to you as always by Pelican Brewing Company, our good friends. Four locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location, enjoy epic views, local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast. Have you guys seen the weather for next weekend yet? Have you looked at the early forecast for
next? I saw
next
63 and sunny Wednesday. Better stick.
Here we go. Right around the corner.
Well, I got another text, so you're just ruining everything for me.
Look, here we go. Let's have her on. She's the queen of Rip City, and I owe her a sincere apology. Look,
and a bagel.
And a bagel. I owe her a bagel and an apology. This is all my fault. I am an idiot. Brooke Olsendam, we love her. She's the best. At Brooke Olsendam on Twitter. Blazer courtside reporter, but we all know her as the queen of Rip City. Good morning, Brooke. What time did you go to sleep last night?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so to be in all honesty, this is how I work. I don't know if I think a lot of people do this. When you come back from like a game, like if you're in broadcasting and you come back from a game, for me, I have to have like a decompression like situation where I have to like come back, watch a little TV, relax. So I cannot come back and just go straight to bed. It's just not in the cards. So I came back and cleaned the kitchen, watched a little Bravo. That's my guilty pleasure.
There you go.
And then, yeah, little Southern Charm was on last night. I was so excited. And went to bed around 1? What, around 1?
And what time was that alarm set for this morning?
7:30.
Oh, well, a half hour earlier than it needed to be, my friend.
I owe you a bagel, Brooke. I'm going to buy you a bagel. I didn't know it was 8. I thought it was 7:30. We got lost in translation there.
Now, what bagel do you want? If we get
a
bagel, what bagel are you?
There's actually a bagel. I don't know if it's local, but it's I find it at Whole Foods, and I don't often shop at Whole Foods because I'm a cheapo. But there's a bagel that like it has cheddar, like there's like cheese on it, and I can't remember what it's called. But it's a cheese and jalapeno, which I love, and then I just smother it with cream cheese, and that's my favorite if I'm being indulgent.
Yeah.
But I also like the everything bagel, you know, and I get that at Trader Joe's. The seasoning, I put that on everything. So I guess I'm a everything bagel. I'll accept any bagels, but I would really, like, if I'm going to like go for it, it's the cheese and jalapeno one.
I also love both of those bagels. I lean more the cheese jalapeno, but I'll be honest with you. As much as I love an everything bagel, I had one not that long ago, and then I went somewhere, and I'm talking with a bunch of people face to face. Hey, how you doing? Getting to know each other. Maybe 30 minutes in, I go to the restroom, and I'm washing my hands, and I look in the mirror. I've got everything seeds everywhere. It was
you were an everything bagel.
I was, and nobody said anything. They just
nobody gave
me
the heads up.
Nobody
like, hey,
said anything. Hey, you got stuff in your teeth. Like nobody said anything.
You got to have somebody that's willing to be honest with you
it's
in public.
Terrible.
Did you do anything fun on your All-Star break, Brooke?
Oh, God, no, you don't ask me that. No, I'll be honest. I went to a funeral, and that's where I'm going with that. Well, and then I came back, and I got norovirus. So I had the best all-star break of all time. Well, I mean, you can't even fake it. Like, no. I literally had the worst all-star break of all time.
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible for this interview to go any worse for me than it already is. First off, listening the wrong time, and then asking you that question.
I can't lie. It was weird for me yesterday when I went into the Moda Center, and everyone's like, "Hey, how was your All Star break?" And I was like, "Do I say what really happened, or do I say fine?" And then the people I'm really close with, I was like, "Okay, well, I'll really tell you." And I told them, and then some people I haven't seen for all day. I don't want to take you through this journey with me. Like, it's not fun. And so I just said, fine. But with you, I have a tough time lying to you, so I'm going to be honest. So, yeah, it wasn't the greatest. But you know what? I will say this. It happened. The timing was great that I was able to attend the service because it was All-Star break. And then I was able to lie in bed for 48 hours because I didn't have a game. Because, you know, you guys know how much I will fight to not miss a game. Mm-hmm. So I will not miss a game if I can prohibit myself from missing any sort of work, I will. So the fact that it happened during a break, it just worked out perfectly. So I'm sorry to answer that was not a very fun answer, but that's the truth.
I don't know if I've ever seen my co-host squirm more than asking with a smile, "Hey, how was your vacation?"
Oh, Jerry.
Hey, your response making him feel just awful. It is the truth.
I'm
we appreciate
sorry.
The truth.
I'm sorry. I cannot lie. I don't have it in me.
I know. I had that recent. I had an uncle who passed away this past summer, and I do radio hits. He was in Nebraska, and I've done a few radio hits with people that we know in Nebraska to talk football, and I've had them ask me, because I've joked with them in the past that my uncle used to hate this radio host that we would have on our show, and I used to joke like, "Hey, family members hate, it's just funny how people form opinions on it," and he's asked me multiple times in interviews, and I've gone the opposite way, and I feel bad about it, but he's also in a chummy way asking me, "So how's your uncle doing?" And I don't want to be like,
"You should."
I know I should.
He's
I should.
Dead.
I know. Brooke's a better person than I am. I think we've all knew that going into the interview, and now it's just been slowly confirmed. Let me see if I can save this a little bit, Brooke, okay? I'm going to try and get the egg off my face a little bit. You do awesome.
I mean, I didn't help. Yeah.
You do awesome work, and the charity Brooke Hearts Your Heart program is back for another season.
Sixth year, I believe.
Sixth year that this is going on. Yeah. In the partnership with the American Heart Association in Oregon and Southwest Washington. I love all the work that you do. Let people know what they need to know, where they can go, and how they can help.
Well, thank you so much. I always appreciate you guys. You always have me on every year to talk about it, and it means a lot to me. You go to trailblazers.com/heart, first of all. That's what I really want to make sure people know to go to, because that's the main site, and you can get a lot of information about heart health. But also, you can donate, and if you'd like to buy a hat or a pin or both, you can do. Both of those go to the proceeds, which all go to the American Heart Association. It's something that's super important to me. It's something that happened in 2010. My husband passed away of a heart attack, which we found out later was carotid artery. We had no idea. He was 27, the healthiest person I knew. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to do something, and I didn't really know what. And then I worked with the Blazers for 3-4 years, and I'm this is my home. These are my people. This is my community, and this makes sense to do it with them. So I went to Krista Stout, who's moved up. I don't know anyone's jobs, but she's moved up so many times. She's the director of everything and community, but everything. And so she was so wonderful. She's let's do it. And then Annie Kay came into it and really is my person that's helped me really put this into action. Cause I have, I had no idea. I don't know how to do a foundation. I know nothing. I'm a state school kid. I'm not that smart. So they were so great. And they were yes, we'll help you. And it's been amazing. We've raised over $125,000 over the last 5 years. We're on pace to hopefully make, if people are listening, please, please, please go donate. Trailblazers.com/heart. We're on pace, if we can, to make over $140,000 this year. And the Blazers are so wonderful. They will match $5,000 when it's reached. We're almost there. We're not there yet. So if you guys can help us, it would mean the world to me to get to $5,000, because then they'll match it. And so that would be $10,000, obviously. And then whatever else comes is gravy, and I'm just so grateful for it. So, yeah, this is sixth year, and it's the most I guess, humbling thing I've ever done. Like, it's just great. I'm grateful and I'm thankful to everyone that's involved in it and that is willing to give. And they do it every year. Like, I can't believe it. Every year I'm like, get all nervous. Like, are people going to donate because they did last year? Like, they're probably like, well, I did last year. Like, I mean, I think in my own head, like, they were like, well, we did it. I've already donated. I don't need to donate again. And that makes sense to me, but they still donate and it's amazing. And it rocks my world. So everyone who has, thank you so much. And everyone who's thinking about it, I would appreciate it if you can, if it makes sense in your world to donate, it makes a huge difference. And there's so much research that is changing lives and it means the world to me. So
and it can help somebody, you know, if somebody doesn't know what's going on with themselves.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Totally. And like I've had so many people reach out to me, even if it's just like little life changes, like they went and got their heart checked and they're like, okay, maybe like don't drink as much or don't eat as much red meat or, you know, little things like that. Like they make life changes. And then I've had some people who said they went and got checked out and there's one person that had to go get heart surgery, emergency heart surgery the next week and save their lives. Like, and so I know like for a fact, like this Brooke Hartzer has saved at least one life. And that's all I care about.
That is so cool.
Well, great job. We love to bring you on every year this time when you start promoting it. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day, so it makes sense to start the campaign. 6 years in, pretty impressive stuff. I know you're overwhelmed by, like, everybody's, you know, donations and kind of making this a big rally cry, but it's pretty phenomenal to start something like this. It feels weird to want to play a game to make you unlikable now after promoting... Such a great charity.
Still gonna do this. I wanted to know for the record book, I had nothing to do with this. This was not my idea. I didn't come up with this concept. I am out on this one.
Well, the reason I came up with this, Brooke, is because
I get a text from my co-host last night says, hey, who's an unlikable white artist? And I'm like, this is totally random. No, where do I go with this? And so I start naming names, and so I just want to know this. I had nothing to do with this, Brooke. I'm innocent.
That is so funny. Wait, did you say an unlikable white artist?
Yeah, it'll make sense.
It'll
in a
make
second.
Sense in a second.
I don't even know if I want to play the game anymore. It's all gone a weird way in this interview. But I you were on TV last night for the game. And,
I was.
And I you were doing a hit during the game. And I tell my wife's next to me, I go, hey, she's going to be on the show tomorrow. And she goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, she's been with Blazer for a while. She's a good friend of the program. And my wife goes, oh, that's great. I go, she's also the most liked person in Portland. And
yes.
She goes, really?
Oh.
And I go, yeah, I don't think anybody in the media, sports or non-sports, has a more universal, likable approval rating than you.
Yeah, if we did a poll of the city of Portland, it's got to be close to 100%.
And it's either you or Nick Krupke that are probably batting 99 to
100%. Oh, God. I mean, I don't want to go up. Listen, there is no one I like more. That's a very good comparison because Nick Krupke is literally the most likable person in the world. I love him so much. And if I'm even in the conversation with him, then I'm winning. So I'm ready to play the game.
Okay, the game is, can we make Brooke Olsendam unlikable? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two songs. Now, this scenario is we play a song, And we're asking, in public, people are looking at you, the song's playing.
Brooke's out at a bar. I just bought you the bagel, we're hanging out.
Everybody knows, oh my God, Brooke Olsendam.
There's Brooke Olsendam. That's a sideline reporter.
Oh my God, do I say hi to her? Can I get a selfie? And everybody likes you, but this song plays, and you say, you know what? Might not be okay, but I'm bobbing my head to this song. What song do you choose? I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to play each song for a couple seconds.
Okay.
And then I'll give you a third song, but the third song's a mystery, so it's a swing if you're willing to wait for the third song to see which one you bob your head to.
That's a mystery. Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. Here is the first song.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little preview.
It's kind of uncomfortable. Now, I'm not trying he hits that every time, doesn't he?
I mean, it is the national anthem at this point, so if she bobs her head to it, I'm not going to judge her for it.
Here is the second song.
I'm completely bobbing my head.
Option number one.
Is the game over then? Is that the game?
No, I'm willing to see if there's a better one.
Okay, here's the second one. Ooh, got a classic staple, but a little problematic right now, this anthem of sports that we've got going on right now.
It's not the Chris Stapleton version.
It's not the Chris Stapleton version, as we know.
I was going to say, I like that song. I like that version. I like what that is, but like I like other people's version of it more.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with option A.
Okay, so you don't want to wait for the mystery song?
No, I do. I do.
Okay, all right, here you go. Here is your mystery song. Let's see how you feel on this one.
Ooh. Thing's not going well. Thing's not going well there.
Not
right
a
now.
Great time
no,
right now.
Not a great time.
No. Are you bobbing your head, though? You kind of are, aren't you?
No, I'm actually throwing up.
I'm throwing up. Okay.
So R. Kelly remix to Ignition?
I mean, this is the right answer, Brooke. She knows, she's smart.
I used to love R. Kelly Ignition was my jam back in the day. That was my, I used to do the, everything. I would do the whole dance and all, everything, but I'm going with option A by far.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Toot, toot, little beep, beep. How do you not do that when that comes on?
Well, now nobody likes Brooke.
They still love her. They still love Brooke Olsendam. She's the best.
You're the queen of the city.
We haven't even asked you a Blazer question. You are the sideline reporter for the Blazers. Last night, let me ask you this. A non-Blazer question from last night. We talked about this earlier. LeBron James is 40 years old. I didn't think he was going to play last night. He was listed as questionable. There's a part of, you're watching the game, some are bummed at the outcome of the game. What do you put into words? Because you've seen LeBron a lot of times come to the arena and have some special nights, including nights where he's knocked over the gal with the drinks courtside.
He hugged her last night
pregame, which was kind of funny. What did you make of the game last night and everything that went down?
So we had a stat in, I think it was pregame show, that he plays, statistically, over his career, he puts up the best numbers against the team, against us. Mm. Literally, against the Portland Trail Blazers. He has his best numbers. So I'm used to seeing it, but it's still shocking. I remember, people ask me, what's your welcome to the NBA moment? And I've asked players that, too. When you're whoa, I can't believe I'm here. Shocking is something that, rocks you. And I was working for the Indiana Pacers. We talked about this before, 2010, I believe, to 2013. And it was my first year, and we played the Cleveland. And I knew we were going to play him. And I was my first time seeing LeBron, cool, no big deal. I see NBA players every night of my life. It's not a big deal. But I looked up from my seat, and it was courtside, I looked up, and he was standing right in front of me. And I've never seen a physical human that he was an upside down triangle, he was a superhero. I'm what is this? What is this person? And I was this is insane. So LeBron to me, he has his antics, all that, but he is truly an amazing athlete, an amazing physical specimen. And I will never forget that, looking up and seeing that person. And I've seen I've seen Victor. I've seen, you see all these players, but for some reason he stood out to me shockingly, wow, this person is an actual human. And so to watch him over the years, it's crazy. And to see how he always plays very well against Portland, as I mentioned. And last night, it was just another example of that. And it was something because everyone's talking about no Luka, who cared? It was LeBron always shows up, always against Portland for some reason. And he did last night. And it's not something I like love and look forward to, but I was expecting it. And so it was another LeBron night. It was crazy that he did have 11 turnovers, and he's only had 10 turnovers three times in his career. So at least we give a little like cred to Tumani Kamara for, you know, shaking him up a little bit. But yeah, it's incredible. I would love to take something away from him, but I can't. Like, you can't.
you can't do it. He's too good.
40 is crazy.
40 and 40 is pretty wild. Brooke Olsendam is the queen of Rip City. She is our all-time favorite. Good friend of the program. Make sure to go check out trailblazers.com/heart. Brooke hearts your heart and go help her out. They're trying to get to 5,000. The Blazers will match, so let's make sure we help her get to that goal. Go give her a follow on Twitter, at Brooke Olsendam. And the Blazers, by the way, back in action tomorrow night.
The Hornets.
You can watch them as the Hornets are in town. Brooke, sorry for making you uncomfortable. Sorry for making you wake up too early today. All of this is my fault. A bagel is on the way. Thanks as always. Go back to sleep, hopefully for a couple more hours, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
No, now that I'm up, I'd like to talk for another hour.
We got 40 minutes. Come on, Brooke. Come on down to the studio. Let's go. We got more things to cover.
You know, you guys are great. You never make me. I never felt uncomfortable. Did I give an uncomfortable response? I
felt uncomfortable because you're so likable. I don't want to upset Brooke Olsendam, you know?
You guys are the best. I love you so much.
There you go. Brooke Olsendam. Great stuff from her. Sideline reporter for the Blazers.
Great question by you. What'd you do?
Wonderful. I thought that was a nice, harmless, you know, hey, let's keep it light and easy. Have some fun. Brooke's the best. And that backfired. It backfired in my face. Let's get to more. Oh, by the way, the Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. 4 locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location. Enjoy epic views, local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast.